Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Sunday, October 30th, 2022. We are live.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
This is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache.
This is the heart of 1776.
It's 12 o'clock, Americans. Another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. It's Sunday, October 30th, 2022, and I'm your host, Alex Jones, and you have founded the tip of the spear in the fight against globalist anti-human tyranny. All right, I was already planning today, last night and this morning, to come in here on this special Sunday broadcast, and every broadcast is special, this one's particularly special, and just talk about why there's a war on children and why the real currency of this satanic global elite and their minions is hurting and killing children. And then this afternoon, when I was going through clips and doing research here about 3 hours ago at the office, I saw a clip of Laura Logan, the famous investigative journalist, who they're really demonizing and attacking now for coming out against the poison shots and the globalists. And she was talking about why they target children as an affront to God. And that's really what it's all about. And then they're given basically evil rewards by the God of this world for what they do. And it ties into the massive studies. There's just so many of them, but new ones came out in the last few days. Incredible numbers of death and illness in small children right through to old people taking these poison shots, and how the system knows it, and how only the United States is the country targeting 6 months olds and up. A bunch of European countries and others have banned the shots, period. But this is all a test to see can they inject us with something that openly makes us get sick, that kills many people, and get away with it, and then have the medical systems who've now been part of the corruption actually go after the good doctors and scientists like Dr. Peter McCullough, who they're trying to strip of his medical licenses right now, even though he's been vindicated and proven absolutely right. They need to send a message to other doctors: you don't stand up, you don't tell the truth, or you will be destroyed. Well, we'll all be destroyed, not just physically, but spiritually. We do not take right action against these truly, truly evil, wicked people. Also, we have the ADL that is openly the arbiter with big tech and the censors on who can be online, who can basically in the future with a social credit score even have a job. You're going to be put into ghettos and then into camps under their admitted plans. The head of the ADL put out a letter attacking Elon Musk and saying, you will not reinstate President Trump. He is a danger and a terrorist. And they went on to say, Alex Jones is the other big enemy, and he must not be allowed back on Twitter. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, when are we going to see you back on Twitter? Musk hasn't gotten control of the company yet. He's firing a bunch of people. They have the EU trying to have huge fines or criminal charges against Twitter if he allows free speech. So he's got to create one of those boards and official policies and challenge all the different laws. I'm not worried about trying to get back on Twitter. I am worried about the social credit score, the debanking that's coming for everybody in the next phase of this real tyranny. You talk about clear and present danger. The Anti-Defamation League is just a mouthpiece of the globalist, and is doing everything it can to literally bring in an iron curtain of tyranny would make Joseph Stalin blush. These guys are very hardcore anti-Americans. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday, October 30th, 2022, worldwide transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here live for the next 2 hours. And then Harrison Smith comes in to host Sunday Live, 6 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, here on the embattled tip of the spear, InfoWars Pro-Human Network. All right. I have election news. I have massive Ukraine war news. I have huge economy news. Diesel is set to run out somewhere around the 15th of November. So we're talking in about 16, 17 days. All diesel reserves and all diesel gone. That's what they estimate, including at the local filling station. They will be out of diesel by the 15th. That was reported by the federal government over a week ago. So now we're talking about 16 days, 17 days out, depending on how you look at it, the 15th or the 16th of November. Right after the midterms elections, diesel's already on average $5 a gallon in the United States. Some places as high as $9 a gallon on the West Coast. This is the purposeful deindustrialization, shutdown of the United States. This is economic war against the people of America. But the first thing I want to hit here is why all this is happening. Why do they roll out poison shots they knew didn't help you, that would give you heart attacks and myocarditis and blood clots and cancer and everything else that the CDC admitted in October of 2020 was going to happen in their own documents that we've shown over 1,000 times here on air. We'll show it again. They want the precedent to kill us when and how they want. And depending on the insurance actuary, we're looking between 6 and 20 million people extra that have died from these injections alone. The numbers do not lie. And the United States is the only country in the world that is pushing it on six-month-olds and up, and now they want to, quote, authorize it for newborn babies. They want to make it mandatory to go to public school. This is absolute criminal activity. But if you research the Aztecs or the Mayan, or you research the ancient Egyptians, you know, it's in the Bible, but they've now found the big stone tablets where Ramses the first, and then Ramses the second, and others ordered all of the Israelite firstborn boys to be put to the sword. You know, you watch Charlton Heston and the Ten Commandments, and you see that. It's not just a Sesame DeMille's masterpiece. That really happened. So why, in all these different cultures, were particularly firstborn boys ordered to be killed? This is something that pops up in every culture, and the globalists want the power to kill us and then have it out in the open, and have the medical system that went along with it be involved in the cover-up, and then the corruption is complete, and then they get their world vaccine ID, digital cashless society out of it, and that is the holy grail of the WEF, the UN, the Communist Chinese, the Australian tyranny. It's the same unified plan worldwide. I've got stacks of articles showing that today, that this is now currently being rolled out. But the first thing I want to play is just Laura Logan, and you can laugh at this if you want. She's a former national top investigative journalist, still is, but has been purged off of all the different stations she was on, for exposing that there is a satanic lust and drive to hurt the children. Well, she's done a recent interview where she lays out that it is about hurting God. And what she said, and what she said that as she was praying, she received from God, is totally true from my own research of what the occultists throughout history have said they're doing this for. So we've got to get in the minds of these people and ask yourself, a low-level psychopath goes and kidnaps men, women, and children, but usually children and women, and then tortures them sometimes for months on end, and they describe it to the psychologists and psychiatrists when they're on death row as evil spirits told them to do it in almost every case, and that they only seemed alive when they were torturing a child and, quote, using them up. So if they can't kill a baby in the womb, they want to put them on a bunch of Ritalin and Prozac. They want to screw them up. They want to have mastectomies and cut their breast off, cut their genitals off. They want to make sure they're totally alone so that they can have their energy sucked by these people that literally are a cult of hurting innocents, because Mahatma Gandhi said, in each child is the seed of the universe. Well, that's what Laura Logan's saying. That's what I'm saying. That's what this is. You have to know your enemy. Here she is talking about it.
Because one of the things I asked him is, I said, I get it, but I don't get it, the children. I have such a problem with this. You got to explain this one to me. And he said, well, first of all, you're looking at it the wrong way. I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, they don't define children the way you do. They don't define the world the way you do. The choices that you face are not their choices. Right. They look at it completely differently. And I said, well, OK, so how do they look at it? And he said, for them, everything is defined by their one fundamental, all consuming purpose. I said, which is what? He said, to defeat God. Right. Because this is the moment. I mean, for them, it's about the real God. The true gods are them. And Satan, yeah. There, mm-hmm. Right? And so he said, children are the closest thing on earth to God, because mm-hmm. we are created in the image of God. And as, you know, from the moment we're created, we haven't had time to be corrupted and destroyed. Mm-hmm. So for them, the younger you are, the closer you are to God, the more pain they can inflict on God. So the more you can make a baby or a small child suffer, the greater your victory over God. And that is the only consideration for them. Outside of that, doesn't exist.
They believe in the raw exercise of power against our own instincts that God gave us as strength, and as them becoming gods, deciding who lives, deciding who dies. And when we come back, I'm going to play the latest Greg Reese report, World War Z, and what this deals with. But we have Raskin and other Democrat leaders saying, we're going to have nuclear war with Russia because they won't let us cut their little girl's breast, their little boy's penises off. Seriously. That's what he says. And you're like, that sounds totally psychotic. That's who these people are. And that all ties into Pelosi's husband. We have the 911 tape. It's not a right-wing rumor. Both men were in their underwear. The police held it up till today. They released a 911 call on Friday, but it got no attention. But today, the San Francisco police released the fact that Mr. Pelosi and the man half his age, who is a hippie from a nudist colony, not a right-winger, were in his bedroom, both in their underwear, with hammers, when someone else let the police in, and they have the 911 call where Pelosi said, I'm here with, and name the man, my friend, and he's attacking me. So Pelosi is circling the toilet bowl very, very quickly, 80-something years old, and you got two dudes in their underwear in a bedroom with hammers. And they are desperate to try to call this the new January 6th. It's incredibly illustrative of exactly how these people operate. And they put up fake websites Friday saying he was a right-winger. Turns out those are fake. I guess those are fake news, too, that Pelosi got arrested drunk. These people are just absolutely slaves of the system. That's coming up as well. We've got so much today, but I want to get into the war on children. And the ADL has come out ordering Elon Musk not to reinstate Trump, calling Trump a terrorist. And then they attacked yours truly. And I'm extremely honored to have such an evil, un-American organization as the ADL see me as one of their chief enemies. Because I stand against their fascist Nazi ideology. They are the Nazis.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product project I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Filtered, uncensored, Americana, transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Very blessed and honored to be here with you. We're under massive attack, massive demonization, massive lies. But because we haven't let the globalist mind trick us into giving up, thanks to your support and your continued word of mouth and your prayer, InfoWars.com and this broadcast is bigger than it's ever been. I have done hundreds of interviews in the last month. And hundreds more I didn't have the time and energy to do. And all these different big broadcasts are saying, we apologize, you were right. The New World Order is real. They want to forcibly inject us. They're coming after our children. They're building COVID camps. What do we do? And so I want to thank the listeners and viewers and the crew for being so steadfast in this fight, because we're being vindicated and we have a good chance of stopping the globalists together. And by the day, more and more people shift their perspective from being a nice, good person, which you still are, but to thinking like a globalist and reading their own documents and understanding just how evil they are. And it's hard to get your mind around, but once you see things through their eyes, there's no putting the genie back in the bottle. So there's been a war on children, a war on innocence in pagan and occultic cultures in every place in the world. Whether you're black, whether you're brown, whether you're white, whether you've an Asian background, every culture develops, builds, hits a golden age, and then these evil cults arise that always demand the blood of children or always want to attack and destroy the innocence of children. It's a very small group of people that are influenced by evil, but they then take control of government, get yes men into positions under them, will follow orders, and then they always go after the children. And now they've crossed the Rubicon with millions of children having their breasts and penises and genitals cut off, and Democrats and leftists all over the world passing laws in different jurisdictions that parents can't say no when the school starts convincing their seven-year-old to get on the fast track to sterilization. It is just unbelievable. If you went in to a doctor's office and said, I want you to cut my 8-year-old or 10-year-old's arm off, they'd call the police or call a paddy wagon to send you to the local mental institution. But when it's the state and the left and the bullying Hollywood culture and the judges, well, then step back and let them have our children. Let them go after their genitals. We know having sex with them is evil and wrong. We know torturing them is wrong. But if you call it gender reassignment, then it's okay. Very powerful report that needs to go viral at band.video. And remember, we built band.video because they banned people all over the place. We have hundreds and hundreds of great contributors reaching millions of people a day, not just with our videos, but the other videos are getting millions of views a day in the aggregate. Some of the videos get 4, 5, 6, 8 million views apiece. On average, my videos get about 100,000 views, dozens a day. Greg Reese is about 500,000 on average. But the point is, it's there for you to share the truth and get it out to folks. So here is an extremely important report titled World War Trans, where the left openly admits they want to attack any Christian or Orthodox nation that isn't going along with their targeting of children, and their in-game goal is our children. So I'm going to have World War Trans posted under the live show feed, under our live show feed today, so you can find it easily and share it, or it's the top video at band.video. Here's the report. We'll come back and cover the latest news.
The the official president of the United States, has warned the world they will face Armageddon if Russia uses tactical nukes in Ukraine. And when the Russian president said that the use of nuclear weapons in Ukraine is senseless, the Biden administration reversed the no first use and sole purpose policies regarding nuclear warfare, meaning that the U.S. will now consider first strike nuclear attacks against non-nuclear threats. In a surprising break from projection and gaslighting, U.S. Congressman Jamie Raskin recently explained the truth behind the current U.S. policy with Russia.
Russia is an Orthodox Christian country with traditional social values, and for that reason, it must be destroyed, no matter what the cost to us. So this is not a conventional war. This is a jihad. Jamie Raskin said that out loud. But many in Washington agree with him. In both parties, they would like to see World War Trans immediately.
On the surface, that's what this is. World War Trans. That is what the United States has become. To the rest of the world, America has become the land of abortions, castrations, death, and lies. Meanwhile, our diesel fuel is set to run out before the winter, and our leadership could care less.
What are we doing to increase the supply of diesel, given that the Energy Information Administration said as of October 14th, the U.S. only had about a 25-day supply? You have Northeast and New York already rationing home heating oil. What are we doing to prepare for the winter and to ramp up supply of diesel?
I'll take the question on the diesel, because I just don't have the data on that in front of me. So let me take that, and we'll get back to you on that. But writ large, the president has been working very, very hard to make sure that that not only are we ready for fluctuations that could come, and of course the prices are going down, and we think that's important, but that we are also doing what we can to help our European friends and partners who are also going to be facing a long, cold winter. We have doubled our commitment, the commitment he made in March for natural gas exports to Europe. We've doubled that commitment.
The president has cut off our fuel and given away our emergency reserves. Without diesel fuel, the entire nation comes to a halt. And at this point, nothing is being done to stop it.
The problem is, at this point, there may not be an answer, because there may not be a way to avoid a disaster. Diesel fuel is not just low in this country, it's low in every Western nation that has aligned itself with Ukraine. All these nations preparing for World War Trans are running out of diesel fuel.
While millions may be scratching their heads over World War Trans, too afraid to speak against it, Russian President Vladimir Putin recently explained what it's all about and how Russia has already been there. He said, after the 1917 revolution, the Bolsheviks also said that they would change existing ways and customs, and not just political and economic ones, but the very notion of human morality and the foundations of a healthy society. The destruction of age-old values, religion, and relations between people, up to and including the total rejection of family. All this was proclaimed progress, widely supported around the world back then, and was quite fashionable, same as today. Parent number one and parent number two, birthing parent instead of mother. I repeat, this is nothing new, and they made such a mess it still makes one shudder at times. President Putin says America should do what they want, but leave Russia out of it. They've already been there. And seeing as how Americans have become nothing but submissive spectators, it seems as if the United States will be going there as well, starting this winter. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, if economics, we are always the cutting edge tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, the spike effectors run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've got experience the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So, do I think?
So, last week, America's biggest coalition of rabbis wrote an open letter calling for the head of the ADL to resign or be removed. And the reason they did that is, you can read their letter, is they said, you know, anti-Semitism is a real thing and not a good thing, and people should oppose it, and I agree with that. But what you're doing going after President Trump and Tucker Carlson and others that are good people is discrediting the ADL and discrediting groups that are against anti-Semitism, and it's a lie. In fact, I forgot to send you guys this report, so I'll just pull it up on my phone here from the largest coalition of rabbis. Here's the actual headline. It's loading here. This is the Coalition of Jewish Values, rabbinic group, largest in the country, calls for CEO Greenblatt's resignation after ADL tweets minimizes the Holocaust. Because he said Tucker Carlson is a Nazi and is as bad as Hitler. Tucker Carlson's dangerous to tyrants, and the ADL is basically just a group the globalists rent to go out and call anybody that's for freedom a Nazi. And this major rabbinical organization said, what you're doing is evil. It's incredibly evil. And so the good news is here, people across the board are done with the ADL. The bad news is the Anti-Defamation League is completely globalist, completely leftist. It defends radical Islam while attacking basic American values and attacking Christians and creating dissension. But that's what the left does. That's what they're all about. And so when Elon Musk finally, after months and months of fighting, got control of Twitter, they sent out this desperate letter saying that if Trump and Alex Jones and Steve Bannon returned to Twitter, would, quote, lead to dire consequences of violence, when we're not calling for violence. It's the left burning down billions of dollars of cities and killing hundreds of people and calling it mostly peaceful. It's just preposterous that a former president who had the election stolen from him was taken off Twitter when he said peacefully march the Capitol, and the left had provocateurs there, and then they falsely claimed that Trump ordered people to attack the Capitol. That's a fraud. And they go on to attack yours truly. And then Andrew Tate, he's a misogynist. He can't be allowed on either. Who died and made the ADL our controllers? Because the closest thing I've seen to Nazis in America is the left and the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center and their vaccine passports and their lockdowns and their bullying that violates the Nuremberg Code, trying to make us take experimental shots, and the social credit score that'll take your bank account and your job if they don't agree with your political views. That's already happening. It's been tested on myself and Laura Loomer. So this is dangerous. The closest thing I've seen to what the Nazis did is being executed by the left. And if you look at who commands the censors and the think tanks and the so-called fact-checking groups that tell big tech what to do, it's the Democratic Party on record illegally coordinating it with the ADL. And the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, they're just as bad, are interfaced with big tech, surveilling and watching what you say and do, even in private messages. We're worried about communist China setting up illegal police stations across the U.S., which they are, to intimidate Chinese dissidents and Chinese American citizens. But what about the ADL? It's outrageous what they do. In the name of leftism, they're cutting little girls' breasts and little boys' penises off, the leftists. And then the name of being liberal, they're surveilling and censoring people and lying about us and calling us Nazis, hoping people carry out violence against us. So ADL melts down over Trump, Alex Jones, Steve Bannon returning to Twitter would lead to dire consequences. Here's the actual letter. Five things the ADL is watching following Elon Musk buying Twitter. They went on to say Elon Musk is dangerous, and the head of the ADL has gone on national TV to say it. They go on to say, in addition, other high-profile dangerous individuals, that's the term Facebook uses, written by the ADL, may be allowed to return to Twitter. White supremacist and former Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke. White nationalist Nick Fuentes, conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, former Trump advisor Steve Bannon, misogynist Andrew Tate. So I'm going to say this right now and then hit all the other huge economy news, Russia war news, Pelosi, what really happened at the attack at the House that wasn't an attack, that was some type of bondage tryst gone bad, it looks like, some another drug-fueled type operation. All the evidence is leaning towards. We're going to hit all of that coming up and more. I want to just tell the listeners something, the viewers something. You want somebody to take on the Democratic Party? You want somebody to take on the deep state? You want somebody to take on the ADLs and the Poverty Law Center and take on the big media? Big tech, all of it? We're doing it. So, we are recognized by the globalists as the biggest threat to their criminal enterprise. And so I know most of the listeners get this, but I want to really sink into the masses of people that tune in here and never spread the word or never go buy a book or a supplement or a film or a T-shirt. We don't have George Soros and the New World Order funding us. We don't have British intelligence funding us like so much of the left. We are funded by you, and we've got great products you need. And I've been so busy, we extended the sale through the weekend of up to 60% off with promo code 1776 on Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, X3, and more. Everything's 40-50% off. With promo code 1776, there's an additional 10% added at checkout off the cost at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of these products, like Ultimate Krill Oil and Alpha Power and X3 and Brain Force Ultra and D3, high-quality D3 gummies with calcium and our super Linus Pauling formula of 1,100% daily allowance of organic vitamin C with rose hips and zinc that turbocharges your immune system and just your mind and everything. That's all 50 to 60% off with the promo code, because everything's 40 to 50% off, but everything gets an additional 10% off on it. You need to experience X3. Most people have iodine deficiency. Most iodine's bound. You don't absorb what you get in the food. You do this, it's a game changer. It takes 2 weeks to kick in. But something like Brain Force Ultra kicks in 15 minutes. It's an incredible focus nootropic, like nothing you've ever taken. Mental focus, clarity. It's like a, for me, it's like a intellectual aphrodisiac. And it dissipates in 3 hours. Very special formula. Nobody else has got it. Then you got Brain Force Plus. That's a good, clean, very strong, healthy nootropic. Lasts 5 to 6 hours. Turbo Force is still sold out. Hopefully it comes in soon. It's 10 hours of insane Tyrannosaurus Rex Godzilla King Kong energy. But they're all different formulas. But you can get them right now. Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra at InfoWarsStore.com for 60% off. And that's how you keep us on air. So I want to thank all of you that have supported. But I'll encourage everybody else. You want to be in the fight? We can beat them if we have the funds for the appeals, all the things we're doing, stay on the air for years in their face during this critical time. But only you can come through now and spread the word about the broadcast, share the article, share the videos, and buy great products. So take action. Don't procrastinate. InfoWarsStore.com. And again, this sale's got in because a bunch of stuff is on the verge of selling out. We're just going to keep it up there for a few more days. InfoWarsStore.com, promo code 1776 for 10% off.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Everybody says they want people to stand up and fight tyranny. But when you fight tyranny, the New World Order comes after you. Now, I knew that. And for 28 years, I've been on air exposing these people, and together we've had a great effect. But listen, they're coming after us right now. They're trying to shut us down, but they can't beat the power of We the People. of you and I together. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible, game-changing products while at the same time keeping us on air. We have the biggest sale of the year running right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and you get an additional 10% off on the deals that are at least 40% off. Many are 50% off on Vitamin Fusion, Next 3, DNA Force Plus, you name it. So on top of 50% off at checkout with promo code 1776 or 1776, an additional 10% off and no favorite points. This is by far the biggest sale of the year. Keeps us on air, plus they're great products. Check them out at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Predicting an October surprise right before the election doesn't mean they're going to actually stage something. They could just use an event and spin it the way they want. And we've seen Paul Pelosi, the embattled husband of Nancy Pelosi, and the billions, not hundreds of millions they've made off insider trading deals, reportedly attacked late last week by a man with a hammer, but they held up the details of it for a while, and said, well, he was in his underwear. And then, well, the glass was knocked out from the inside out. And then somebody unnamed let the police in the building, and the police didn't tell us until today that they found both men in their underwear in Paul Pelosi and Nancy Pelosi's bedroom. She was off in D.C. So I guess when the cat's away, the mice play. And this is looking more and more like some type of homosexual interlude or rendezvous. And I'll give it to Paul Pelosi. At least it wasn't a kid that was in there. The 40-year-old man. So my issue here is how they've spun the whole thing, put up fake websites that he was a right-winger when he was a leftist, nudist, big Democrat supporter on record. That's all been confirmed. And the websites put up Friday saying he was a right-wing QAnon person are not true. So maybe they weren't gay. They were just hanging out in their underwear with hammers. And then here's the most important point. When Paul Pelosi called 911, we're going to play that tape for you here in a moment. He said, I know the man and listed his name. So he knows a man and lists his name, but then goes, oh, and tells him, actually, I don't know him, when he figures out how that sounds. And the police are obviously controlled by Democrats there in San Francisco. They won't even respond to regular crime. And so they waited until Sunday to release today that Pelosi is refusing to release surveillance footage to them. And Paul Pelosi was in his underwear in a bedroom with him. And that he'd gone in the bathroom and called the police, but then come back out and joined the man. Then they began to hit each other with hammers again. And the police aimed guns at him and said, put your hammer down. And the younger man did not put his hammer down and continued to try to attack Pelosi, but they didn't shoot him because they could obviously tell this was some kind of weirdo stuff going on. This has come out now from the police, but it's getting almost zero news coverage. But here, what they've released so far, they haven't released what Pelosi said. It's just the dispatcher telling police what Pelosi told them. We need to get that full tape released. Here it is.
Our officers observed Ms. Pelosi and the suspect both holding a hammer. The suspect pulled the hammer away from Ms. Pelosi and violently assaulted him with it. Our officers immediately tackled the suspect, disarmed him.
Northern 4 car, 8 priority 910, 2640 Broadway, cross of Scott and Normandy. 714 Network copy. RP stated that there's a male in the home and that he's going to wait for his wife. RP stated that he doesn't know who the male is, but he advised that his name is David. And that he is a friend. RP sounded somewhat confused.
Phoenix Code 3, 2640 Broadway for 14 hour. Everyone qualifies in sufficient units on scene 2640 Broadway. Special call, special call medic 66, location 2640 Broadway, cross of Scott and Normandy Terrace. This is code 3. That's a second medic for a second patient. Special call for RC1. RC1 location 2640 Broadway, cross of Scott and Normandy is for the code 3 medical aid requiring 2 medics, control channel 82.
So what do you want to bet this never hits court and this gets quietly handled? Two men in their underwear with hammers in a bedroom. There's a full police press conference on this, but you've got to really dig to find it. We can play the whole thing if you want. The police have guns on them. Both men, Pelosi, Paul Pelosi has police aiming guns at him. The police come in to the bedroom, and there's two men in their underwear with hammers. And the police say, drop it. And the younger man doesn't and continues to try to attack Pelosi. What in the hell is going on here? This is not someone breaking in and saying, where's Nancy Pelosi? I'd give it about a 99% chance this was some kind of weird, wacko stuff going on. But that isn't the issue. These are two adults, and I'm against violence. I saw all the left celebrate. Literally, I got clip after clip. When Rand Paul got 6 ribs broken, a lung punctured. And they said, good. You know, too bad this guy didn't kill him. Senator Paul comes out and says, this is terrible violence. It's a bad thing. We're against this. And the left says, too bad you didn't die again. Mostly peaceful protest. And so all over CNN, MSNBC, Washington Post, New York Times, he is a right winger. It's the new January 6th. Well, they said January 6th was worse than Pearl Harbor and 9/11. Peter Strzok said on TV 2 weeks ago that 9/11 doesn't even compare to January 6th. Yeah, 3,000 dead. January 6th, 4 dead patriots, no dead cops. 9/11 doesn't even compare to this. Well, then I guess they'll probably say 9/11 doesn't compare to Paul Pelosi in his underwear with some dude with hammers in their bedroom. And who is the unnamed person let in the police? If I had to speculate, and it's not hard to speculate, if you've studied the lifestyles of these folks, they were both on cocaine or meth, and they were going crazy, doing God knows what to each other, and one of them got pissed off at the other one, and things went haywire really, really, really quick. And if you question that, you're called a conspiracy theorist. Well, all they do is lie to us. All they do is have a history of fraud. So we would be insane if we didn't question what's going on here. Here's some of the memes that came out. You can see the full press conference and listen to the 911 tape if you want, InfoWars.com. Police dispatch, Paul Pelosi said he doesn't know who the male is, but advised that his name is David, and he's a friend. Paul Pelosi attacker lived in Berkeley hippie nudist colony. NBC News, David DePapa was able to get into the Pelosi bedroom where Paul Pelosi was. Third person was in home. Elon Musk fact-checked Hillary about the truth of Paul Pelosi attack, and Elon is right. And then here's some of the memes. Paul Pelosi crime scene video. I love this spirit Halloween costume meme that just keeps giving and giving. Home invader includes two hammers, underwear, gay pride flag. Berkeley stands united against and lube. And, of course, you've got from The Shining, the little scene with the adult teddy bear with the aristocratic man in the bedroom. Is this release footage from Pelosi's house? Poor things got crazy. That's called satire media. We're not being serious. Rex Chapman calls Rand Paul a little bitch for wishing Paul Pelosi a speedy recovery. And it goes on and on and on. All right, we're going to start the second hour. Let me tell you what's coming up then. I want to get into the New World Order master plan, why they're doing lockdowns, why China's got new lockdowns, why they want to bring lockdowns back here, and what the digital world ID, social credit score, cashless society is going to mean. That's all coming up. And then we have the Russians officially saying they have evidence that British military working with NATO blew up the Nord Stream 2. And there's a big viral video. One version of it has like 10 million views. Whether it's about pushing against vaccinations or promoting Alex Jones, Kyrie Irving doesn't care about the impact of his words. He's just a wealthy, entitled individual who wants the benefits of existing in a society without responsibilities. And so they're demonizing him. He's responded to tweeting this video that I can't even count up how many views it's got. I mean, some versions have 15 million views. There's dozens of versions with millions of views. It's safe to say this has got 100 million views. And it's 20 years ago, a minute and a half clip where I just lay out the future that would be unfolding. So I thought we'd actually play the clip everybody's talking about, and that Kyrie Irving did not apologize for posting on his Instagram. That's all coming up. And then the Biden administration has done something very special. Biden administration accuses Arizona officials of trespassing for trying to secure the border. The illegals aren't trespassing, but they are. Hour number two straight ahead. Send the live links out from InfoWars.com/show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.